Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board this hour of Money Power. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Helping you out here live. Got a lot to cover. Here's a good one. Just say no to charity? Huh. You know, I've talked a little bit about this in the past. Not necessarily with charity, unless your kids are like my kids. They're the charity cases. But I find little benefit. There's certainly some benefit, obviously, if you're donating to charity upon your death. But I see little benefit of leaving money behind to your heirs or to a charity if you could give it to them now, yet still enjoy some of the benefit. Wouldn't that make more sense? I've certainly employed that technique with my kids. But there are different ways that you can take advantage of charitable gifts. And while you're still alive, enjoy the benefits. Obviously, if you help your kids out, you get to enjoy the benefit because maybe you help them buy a house. Isn't it cool to watch your kids develop in their own home instead of some apartment, and you help them do it? I know there's a lot of people saying, well, let them go out there and do it on their own. Well, you know what? If they lived in Kansas, maybe that's a pretty good argument. If they live in San Diego, California, where the average home in neighborhoods that I would want my grandkids to grow up in, that's close enough to Jeannie and me, about $800,000-$900,000. How do young people afford that? Down payment alone. Anyway, I'll talk about that in a little bit. I'll talk about charitable gift annuities and charitable deductions, because this is the season, if you will. Got a lot of questions on which annuity makes the most sense, since there's like a gajillion of them out there, and many of them are confusing to beat the band. I might have an opportunity to cover that. But I start today with some reasons to be considering a Roth conversion. It probably is in the top five questions I get on a relatively frequent basis. Should I convert to a Roth IRA? And many of you know that I've not been a humongous fan for the older aged individuals to do Roth conversions. That's not exclusive. That's not generic. That's just something that has to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. But clearly, if you are older, you do not have time to allow the Roth IRA to grow to offset the taxes that you might have to pay today. Now, I had a question. I don't know if it's an email question for this hour or not. It had to do with a loss. It was last hour. Frank asked about whether or not he should do a Roth conversion in the year that he had a loss. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me for a number of different reasons. But I'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. But I start today with the tax rates, and this will help define one of the reasons why you might consider doing a Roth conversion. One is we have low tax rates by comparison this year. Let us review for a moment. There's a 0% tax rate for married couples on the first $24,000 of income. The next $19,050, there is a 10% tax rate. That means on the first, call it $45,000 that you earn, you pay an average rate of 5 or 6%. That's pretty low. So that's your average rate. Now, your marginal rate would be 12% on anything over that. Still pretty low. And that goes all the way up to $77,000 of taxable income, which puts you at about $101,000 of total income. So most taxpayers today that are doing Roth conversions will be doing them more than likely in the 12 to 22% rate. 12% I have absolutely no problem with, because it's real easy when you have required minimum distributions and Social Security to get into the, well into the 12%, if not 22% rate. Getting over the $100,000 mark, when two Social Securities could get you 50, 60 grand of that way, and then your required minimum distributions on top of that. Not to mention pensions. Now, we know that the tax rates are supposed to go up at the end of 2025. So those tax rates will bump back up to the rates we had in 2017. That means there's not going to be the same 12% rate. It'll be a 15% rate. And the amount of income will be lower, amount of income that hits in those brackets. And then the 22% rate becomes the 25% rate. And the 24% rate becomes the 28% rate. And the 32% rate becomes a 33% rate. So if you are convinced that the rates are going to bounce back up, I'm not. I think the Republicans, who, you know, will be somewhat in the captain's seat for the next couple of years, are going to want to permanentize these. You've even heard about tax reform 2.0. Another 10% middle-class tax cut. We'll see. Okay, the next reason to be considering a Roth conversion: your required minimum distributions. If that kicks you into a higher tax bracket, doing a Roth conversion whilst in the lower brackets might make sense. I would add to this the delaying of Social Security might also be a trigger that can help you decide whether or not to do a Roth conversion, because the confluence of both Social Security payments for you and your spouse and required minimum distributions may make Roth conversions far more profitable today. In particular, if you can utilize stock market losses. Remember, you get to take $3,000. Those losses could easily be offset by distributions from a retirement account, a la IRA, and offset by the loss. You can take a $3,000 loss against your ordinary income. That's a cheap and easy way to do a Roth conversion. But using up the lower brackets, equally easy, not quite as cheap. And then finally, one of the things we rarely think about is the death of a spouse. You see, if you are married, it is inevitable that one of you will die before the other, and the other one, depending on your level of wealth, may all of a sudden go from a single bracketed taxpayer or to a single bracketed taxpayer from having a joint filing situation. So there, it might in fact be to one's advantage, in particular if one's health is impaired, to do some Roth conversion planning in addition to planning on one Social Security instead of twos and required minimum distributions. How much you should convert? I would take a look at your brackets and try not to breach the lower bracket. Talk to a financial advisor and a tax professional before you do this. We'll be back.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. Tis the season. We make our charitable deductions, and this year even more critical that you evaluate whatever charitable deductions you are contemplating. If you don't itemize, you're not going to get a deduction. For the most part, this $24,000 has messed up a lot of the charitable deductions. I've often asked myself, why, if I'm a single person, as an example, would I, you know, name the American Cancer Society or the Boys and Girls Club or whatever as a beneficiary when I could actually make that contribution today and get a tax write-off? I'm talking about a gift annuity. Now, we've discussed on this program donor-advised funds and other qualified charitable distributions from IRAs and so forth. The gift annuity is not nearly as well known, but it can work fairly well, especially for solo seniors. My wife loves this this show about Alaska. I don't know what network it's on, but I think this guy is like Jules' father or grandfather or something. And he's out on some barge or some boat in the middle of Alaska shooting bears and all that stuff. And I got thinking about a guy like that, right? Somebody that's single. He's probably, I don't know, 75, 70. I don't know how old he is. But he's up there. You don't have to live in the wilderness, by the way, to take advantage of a charitable gift annuity. But, you know, somebody that's single who says, you know what, I don't really have heirs, or in his case, his heir is, you know, worth millions upon millions of dollars. Jewel. I don't quote me on that. But I'm pretty sure I saw one of those shows. My wife watches them in the night. She records them. And I try to go to sleep by listening to them. Anyway, and I was watching it last night. I watched the guy. He was going to shoot a bear, and then he decided not to. Anyway, nonetheless, a single individual could really take advantage of this and get a tax write-off today. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? So let's say you got, you know, a couple $100,000 and it's in appreciated real estate. And maybe you're getting a 2 or 3% return on it. It's kind of a hassle, pain in the butt. Don't want to deal with it anymore. And you say, well, I'm just going to donate that real estate to charity after I'm dead. A charitable gift annuity is a contract between you, the donor, and a charity. It could be like your church. You make an irrevocable gift. That's important. Can't take it back. And you get a charitable deduction in the year of the gift, but the charity gives you a stream of lifetime income. They're the insurance company. They're giving you the annuity payment. So what about that? You bought a piece of property for $50,000. It's worth $200,000. Maybe you're taking $7,000-$8,000 out per year, but you got expenses of $3,000 or $4,000. You're only putting $4,000 or $5,000 in your pocket. And it's a pain in the rear. So you go to a church or a charitable organization, and you say, you know what? I'd like to make a donation of this property, but I'd like to keep that $4,000 or $5,000 a year income coming in. No problem. They do some actuarial calculations, and depending on your age, you may get an income tax deduction, probably somewhere between 20 and 50%. So if it's a $200,000 property, remember it's fair market value, and you get a 25% deduction, that's 50 G's. You get to write off $50,000, which also means that you could do a $50,000 Roth conversion and pay no income taxes. Now, you made this donation to charity. They probably sold the property because they don't want to mess with it either. They get to sell it on a tax-exempt basis because they're a tax-exempt charity. And they cut you an annuity check. Depending on your age, let's say it's 6%. So you get $12,000 a year. You have no expenses to pay on that except for a little bit in taxes. And you just converted $4,000 net to probably $10,000 net, got rid of the hassle, and got to do a $25,000 Roth conversion for free. That's how it works. A charitable gift annuity. So I think this is a strategy that you might want to consider employing. Now, again, if this is a year where you don't have any other charitable deductions, it might make sense to do this in a year where you do, or you can bunch up some of those deductions, because depending on the size of this gift will depend on whether or not you get the charitable write-off. You need to itemize your deductions to make this work. Now, what got me started thinking about this is I read an article titled Just Say No to Charity. And he was talking, this fellow Robert T. Napier, about lifetime gifts and how you can make charitable gifts either from your retirement accounts. Remember, if you're 70 and a half or age 70, well, I guess it is 70 and a half, you can directly fund a charity with your IRA. That's tantamount to getting a deduction for it. So even if you don't itemize, by doing the direct from your IRA charitable deduction, it works the same way, doesn't it? The other thing you can do, and I alluded to this, is gift appreciated stock. If the stock is held over a year, or it could be real estate, you can make that gift, and if you're itemizing, you get the full deduction. And you can do that with donor advised funds. Talked about that last week. Now, here's the cool part about donating to charity. Multiple studies have been done that show that giving to others lowers your stress level and makes you happier. So you have health benefits and you're happier because you're doing good for others. Now, the other channel my wife is obsessed with this time of the year is the Hallmark Channel. And I get to watch these Hallmark shows that are pretty much all the same, but it's all about, you know, the holiday spirit. Be happier and healthier by doing good for others and donating to charity. We'll be back.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. One of those moves is to not grow old in your house. And your house is probably represents the bulk of your assets, and refusing to use it as a retirement tool. Christine Benz wrote about this not too long ago. What should you do with your home equity in retirement? Oh, I've seen so many people, so many, live like paupers in a great house they don't want to move out of, but they refuse to use that home to help them fund their retirement needs. Here's what we know. Many older adults have a huge share of their net worth tied up in their homes. Probably you. According to the U.S. Census data from way back in 2013, it's all we have so far, at least all I could get my hands on, home equity composed 66% of the net worths of people between the ages of 65 and 69. Home equity accounted for 70% of the net worth of people between the ages of 70 and 74, and 76% of the net worth of people over age 75. And you refuse to tap into it? You're going to live off of the other 25% that you have in other investments? That defies logic to me. A research paper from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College noted that few retirees tap their home equity in retirement either by downsizing or taking out a reverse mortgage. They claim only like 2 to 3% of the population use reverse mortgages. I think that's a mistake. And I'll tell you why. Most of the time, at least in my vast experience, parents say, I want to leave the asset to my children. They grew up in this house. Folks, from my vast experience, that is a recipe for disaster. Unless all you have is one kid. It's a little bit easier that way, but even then, it might be just the thing that messes the kid up. Furthermore, the kids don't want your dang house. They probably have their own by the time you're dead. You could die at 90. Your kid's probably 65 by then. They don't have a house by 65. They're settled in their home. They have their own kids. They might even have grandkids by then. So that's just not a good excuse. And if you have more than one child, what are they going to do? Split the house? And they both have their own houses? No. That's when the arguments start. Well, I want to move into the house. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to move in? Are you going to buy me out of my half? No. This is mom and dad's house. Shouldn't have to pay you for that. Well, how do I get my share out of it? Well, when I sell it, you'll get your half. Oh, come on. That never works. So what are you going to do? Put in your will. Well, Sally gets the home and you get the shaft. Just trust. Can you trust me on this one? It's not a good estate planning thing to do. So here's what Christine Benz talks about. three different strategies. One, liquefy the home via downsizing, relocating, or becoming a renter. Obvious pros are simple. You're liquidating that 75% of your asset, of your assets, and being able to diversify amongst others, stocks, bonds, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there are clear cons. Liquidating your house and moving into an apartment or a rental home. First off, moving's a pain in the rear. I've done it a couple of times in the last few years, and I hate it. I never, ever, ever want to move again, although I think in the next 2 years we probably will. Because this is what we did. We liquefied, downsized, and now are experimenting on what we want to do with the rest of our lives. Part of me says, you know, move to Texas. But then there's the kids and the grand, can't leave them. Unless I could move the whole dang family, it ain't happening. But we lived out in the boonies for a while. That was great, beautiful, but it didn't work out so well. Now we live within 5 minutes of most of our grandkids, not all. And that's working out much better, but I don't particularly like the neighborhood. I'm spoiled. That's a whole other story. But that's what we did, and it ain't great. But it's better than having the overhead we had on, you know, the Ponderosa or the house, the dream home, as it were. Because when you're spending a ton of money on a dream home, the dream turns into a nightmare. Just ask anybody that's retired who isn't a gajillionaire living in a, you know, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar mansion. And they will tell you it's not fun. If you're working and making a decent income and it's affordable, it works. But when you start to live off of the fat of the land, your investments and so forth, it's a much more stressful game. Strategy two, tap home equity via a reverse mortgage. As I said, very few people do this. I believe more should. The pro is simple. From a financial standpoint, using a reverse mortgage is the ability to benefit from an appreciated asset like your home during your retirement lifetime. You can use that money to buy more time so that you can postpone your Social Security. Smart move. You can use that money to buy time when a market crashes so that your now more aggressive equity portfolio will not only give you more assets later on in life, but leave a greater inheritance for your kids. Folks, research has been done on this. Using your reverse mortgage as a bucket plan can make a lot of sense. It's like buying an annuity without having to write a check. And the only people that lose are your kids who are going to fight over the home anyway. And think about this for a moment. If you have a good financial advisor and you set up a reverse mortgage and you can use that money while at the same time tweaking your portfolio in the real estate department, in the stock market department, and buying you a longer holding period for those assets, history tells us that those assets in the long run will produce returns better than the return you get on your home. Remember, homes appreciate at about the rate of inflation, less whatever maintenance you need to put into them. So if inflation's 3%, your home, figure it appreciates at a net 2. Well, you should be able to grow your assets at a faster clip than that, much faster. So there's advantages. The disadvantage is it's consuming your largest producing asset. And it could be expensive. It's a loan, but it's a more expensive loan. But it's a loan you don't have to pay back. It is worth deliberating with a professional advisor over. And of course, the option that most people choose is to stay in their home and leave it as an estate planning asset. If you do that, can I make a recommendation? You sit down with your family members and come up with a game plan. Maybe you have a life insurance policy. You can give Sally the house and Jimmy the death benefit from the insurance policy so they're both happy. Don't create a fight, because you could be sitting up in heaven looking down saying, look at the mess that I started here. And St. Peter will have to give you advice. But it'll be too late. Emails next.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show that helps you make better money moves when you email me. And if you do email me right now, I will get to you. Just like Pete, who emailed me just after I was talking about charitable giving. Here's what Pete asked. Ray, love the show. Thank you, Pete, or Peter. I just heard you discussing gift annuities. Is that different from a CRUT? Oh, Pete's got to be in the business because he knows what a CRUT is. A CRUT, by the way, is a charitable remainder uni trust, CRUT. It's not a CRUT, it's a CRAT. It's more similar to a CRAT, a charitable remainder annuity trust. And not to get too technical here, but a uni trust pays you a percentage of whatever you earn in the account. An annuity trust pays you a fixed sum forever and ever. Amen. So I was talking about a charitable gift annuity, and rather than going to an insurance company, you go to a charitable organization. Now, many of these have fundraising departments, and they do these every day. They'll pay for all the legal, et cetera, et cetera. So you essentially take the money and donate it. It's not money. It could be stock. It could be real estate. It could be anything. Usually, it's appreciated assets. And they give you an income stream in return. And your tax write-off is equal to the present value of the remainder interest. In other words, what is ever left in that pie at the end when you're actuarially dead, and it has to be at least 10%, and you get a write-off. So the higher the distribution rate, the lower the tax deduction, but the distribution rate can't be too high, or it doesn't qualify at all, because there needs to be at least 10% left in the account by the time you croak. Now, if you die early, you're out of luck. So it's very, very similar to a charitable remainder trust. This one is more closely aligned with a charitable remainder annuity trust, where you get an annuity from the charity. There are hybrids. It's highly complex. It requires a highbrow attorney who does this sort of thing. Next, we have Kylie. I am a millennial wanting to save for retirement and a down payment on a home. Which should I do first? Ooh. Very good question. As I just mentioned, saving for a home and getting into a home is kind of like a retirement plan nowadays. When you can convert that home by virtue of a reverse mortgage once you're age 62 or older, it becomes a pretty good annuity contract. Having said that, however, a down payment is not that big of a deal anymore. You should be able to get into a home with 5% down, 3% down, 10% down. Just keep your credit, Kylie, stellar. So here is what I would recommend. I would recommend you fund your 401k plan up to the maximum where you still get a matching contribution, assuming you have a 401k. Don't fund beyond the matching contribution. That's your free money. Always take free. Then switch over to an IRA, preferably a Roth. But if you're a high-earning millennial, a deductible might make some sense, and I'll tell you why. You get to take $10,000 out of an IRA penalty-free. If it was a deductible IRA, it is indeed penalty-free, but still taxable. Now, you may be able to qualify for some tax benefits in the year that you buy the house to offset that tax bill. If you do the Roth and you fund into the Roth IRA, then you may be able to take out all of your contributions plus $10,000 in earnings tax-free. So I think you need to do both. Save for retirement and save for the down payment on a home. It is hard for me to imagine a millennial not buying a home and being happy. I know a lot of them say they don't want to. I think they're making a mistake. Now, once you get married, I don't know, maybe you're not married, maybe you are. But once you do get married and you start having kids, you're going to want the house with the picket fence. Just trust me on that. That was Kylie. We have Sherry. Sherry Baby. Not to be sexist, but that was a song. People my age would remember it from the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli. If you saw the play, you would have heard them sing it. Ray, I heard you discussing life insurance for a single parent with a deadbeat dad. I thought you were talking to me. How much life insurance do you think I should have for my two kids, ages 6 and 9? Quite a bit, Sherry. I mean, if it were me, I don't know how much money you make, but let's see. Do you want to put the kids through college? How much? You want to set aside, if you croak, $100,000 each for college? That would be a minimum, I would think. And maybe $100,000 each for a down payment on a home to get them set up that way. So that's $400,000 right there. Now, do you want to give them a head start on their own savings? I don't know, maybe you want to give them $1,000 a month each for the next, 20 years, let's say. So let's do a calculation. That's $2,000 a month in payments for 240 months. That's 20 years. Say a discount rate of 5%. That's another $300,000. So if it were me, I would want to leave them about $750,000. You can get that for dirt cheap, $50-$75 a month, term for 15, 20 years. And by then, you should have saved that amount of money you could leave to them. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Email me, raylucia.com. Now make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.